from Josh Humphries. So the big show is live from Shanks and Crowfoot Terrace. The Flames are taking on the Sharks in the Shark Tank without Sharks actually being allowed in the Shark Tank. Rob Kerr's in around the break. We've got plenty to get to as the big show continues into hour number two next on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Ignition. Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Luvardius.
The Flames are in San Jose tonight. It's a late start with our pregame going at 7:30 tonight. Play-by-play of Flames and Sharks goes at 8:30 p.m.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Marlboro Ford and Mr. Fireplace.
Shanks North and Shanks South are celebrating American Thanksgiving this Thursday. Shanks knows how to do it right because they're serving up Cajun turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie for $13.95. What would American Thanksgiving be without football? Three great NFL games are lined up starting at 10:30 a.m. Don't miss American Thanksgiving this Thursday at Shanks North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace Northwest, and Shanks South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
At Purolator, it's not a package, it's a promise. But what does that mean? Could be that crucial contract for your client in Kappa's casing, a bubble wrap bundle to your boutique in Banff, perhaps a product your particularly picky patrons in Pembroke purchased. As tricky as the artists say, keeping promises is even harder. And yet, we help deliver over a million promises each day. Purolator. Promises delivered. Start a business account at Purolator.com and we promise you 30% off for a full year. Some conditions apply.
Farley here. Did you know that Country Hills Toyota is celebrating 10 years in business? And over at our pre-owned department, we have drastically reduced every vehicle. All our used cars are on sale. We've got 2011 Corollas and Yaris's for under 10 grand. Plus, you get 10 months of deferred payments plus 10 years of free oil changes. Celebrating 10 years. Country Hills Toyota pre-owned department and always online at chtoyota.com.
Deferred payments OAC. See dealer for details.
I don't want to get anybody sick. So I thought I should work from home today.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you get out of work for Future Shop's Black Friday sale, November 28th to the 30th.
This Friday is Black Friday at Future Shop. Our stores open early for fantastic deals on TVs, laptops, tablets, appliances, smartphones, and much more. Visit in-store or go to futureshop.ca for details.
Welcome to Auto Values Car Chat. Today we're talking to Penny.
Jimmy, when it comes to winter, I know what to do to prepare myself, but I have no idea what I need for my car.
Penny, you're in luck, my friend. Your nearest Auto Value location invites you to stop to get your winter-ready checklist. Heck, they'll even go through it with you and help you find what you need. It's literally a one-stop shop to make your car winter-ready.
Perfect. I'm on my way.
We'll see you soon, Penny. Prepare for winter with your winter-ready checklist from Auto Value. Till next time, stay classy, Alberta.
And now, the wireless wave caroler.
May old devices be forgot and a new one to call mine. May old devices be forgot and my new one so divine.
There's plenty to sing about this Black Friday at Wireless Wave. Get unbiased advice for your next device. Plus, save up to 75% off phones and accessories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer and more at your nearest Wireless Wave store.
It's the Ford Black Friday event.
From November 27th to December 1st, get up to an additional $750 Black Friday bonus on top of already great deals on select 2014 models.
Make the most of your Black Friday weekend.
Visit Macklin Ford today.
Lease the 2014 F-150 XLT Super Crew 4x4 for $299 a month for 24 months at 0.99% with $1,799 down.
Black Friday savings start tomorrow.
Macklin Ford in the Calgary Auto Mall, Deerfoot at Glenmore.
The Big Show. Brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old? Lighten up your Christmas party and book at The Comedy Cave. Just $29.95 per person, including dinner and show. Click ComedyCave.com.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. From Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Communications. We are Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
K
tonight, I think that we have to give credit to the Ducks also. You know, like Getzlaff and Perry, they're not franchise players for nothing. And tonight, you know, like they played like the leaders of this organization. So like they, you know, we had no, you know, like we had no answers for them. They were out muscling us, out powering us, and you know, they made it real tough.
On the NHL beat, it's the Big Show, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Four more days in the month of November, and put this one in your pipe and smoke it. The Calgary Flames have yet to lose back-to-back games. Will that happen tonight? Could. They're in San Jose. The Shark Tank has never been an easy place to play, although the Sharks seem to have their own myriad of problems these days, and that we will get into. But Calgary losing 3-2 to Anaheim last night. How about, we'll put it this way. A lot, but too late. They were not run out of the rink. They were behind 3-0. They were playing catch-up all night. I didn't think they were particularly dangerous until, for whatever reason, they got the back up against the wall and tried to make a push. I've seen a lot of things, and, Pat, I'll bring you into the conversation. I have seen kicked-in goals. I am not sure I've ever seen a puck bounce off the top of a skate quite like it did on – it's a right call. I'm not saying that at all. I just thought the trajectory of the kicked-in puck was interesting. But maybe the more interesting part of it, have they not played about 7 total minutes without giving up a goal? 7 total minutes of empty net hockey in the last 2 games without giving up a goal and having scored 3 times.
Yep, that's right. I think they've scored more times with an empty net this year than they have been scored on.
Which is different.
Which is certainly new. Well, I mean, look, on Saturday, they scored into an empty net. They scored with their net pulled twice for the first time in history.
Yeah.
So we know we're watching something that's a little bit of an outlier. But, yeah, it's impressive what they've been able to do when pushing late in games, even though, I mean, yes, they got within one. Did they really have an opportunity ever to tie it? Probably not. But still, it was a fun finish.
It's
right?
A late second goal, right?
Yeah.
You know, there was only 25 seconds left. Rattle this run around in your brain. In the last 2 games, the Calgary Flames are 1-1 and have scored more goals into empty nets than they have 5-on-5. Mm-hmm. With goalie in. There's an anomaly for you. Look, I didn't like it last night. I didn't like it. I didn't like Hiller. I didn't like the urgency. They had shots. Were they dangerous, Pat? Let's just say for the first 50 minutes, were they dangerous?
Not overly.
They outshot Anaheim, though, right?
No, the Ducks did a nice job of limiting the type of shots there. Well, they weren't an overly dangerous team, but I do think that they had the puck a whole lot more than they did the week prior against the Ducks. Like, if you take a look at the first 40 minutes last Tuesday and the first 40
Agreed.
Minutes yesterday, I thought Calgary was actually a better hockey team, but they found themselves down 3-0 after 40 yesterday and only 2-0 on the game before, and they weren't able to come all the way back this time around. And I also thought the Ducks were far more full marks for a 60-minute effort tonight, because before that Brody goal went in, Calgary had nothing.
No.
That third period for Anaheim was so much better than their third period the week
prior.
Oh,
absolutely.
They didn't allow a thing. And then it got to 4-on-4, and things open up a little bit. What a perfect shot from Brody. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, it's on, and the momentum shifts a little bit. You're back on your heels as the Ducks, and it kind of turned a little bit from there.
Love the resiliency. Resiliency's great. Fantastic. Please bottle it, sell it to everybody who will buy it. But you got to give me something more off the start. And I know it was not the exact same MO, but you pick it up midway through the second, and it may as well have been down 2-0. You know, did not like that goal at all, the third goal.
The Palmieri goal.
I did not like that. And I'll tell you, this is probably a conversation we should have after a Jonas Hiller win, because this feels like piling on. I don't like Jonas Hiller with the puck right now. I don't like him handling the puck behind the net. I don't like his decision-making with pucks behind the net. I just, there's something about that. The goal, I'm trying to remember the exact goal. The Kane goal. Wasn't it the Kane goal? Didn't he bobble it behind the net and give it up?
The winning goal against Chicago.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night, you don't allow a guy to walk out with your legs wide open like that. You're not a drawbridge. That's fundamental hockey. Am I missing something? Am I wrong? Do you care
no,
to argue?
And I mean, I feel like it's a little bit piling on Jonas Hiller to just put that on him. I thought Engelin played it horribly, got out-muscled by a guy who's a foot smaller than he is, and you know, that shouldn't have even been anywhere near the front of the net. That should have been. But you're right. Hiller should have played that
better.
And
every kid that's ever picked up and played the position knows paddle down. paddle.
I agree.
Down.
I'm not trying to absolve Jonas Heller at all.
No, and he
needed to make that stop.
You said
what
I already said, so I allowed you to say that. It is piling on because it's after a loss. Look, what did we say yesterday? Hold them accountable to their wins. Hold them. Look, they lost a game. Okay, terrific. They found a way to get close. Okay, terrific. They outshot them. Okay. Were they dangerous?
Not for about 9 minutes.
After their back was, you know, you can would have, could have, should have, and all of that.
And even between the Brody goal and the Gaudreau chance that ended up, it was the right call. But even between that, there wasn't a ton generated
possession.
By the Flames either. They had a little bit more possession, but Anaheim defended well.
Yeah, and clearly, to beat the Anaheim Ducks, if you're the Calgary Flames, your offense comes from your defense. That's becoming more apparent.
Well,
Weidman
didn't score too. That's
yeah,
why
it's his
did.
Fault too. Let's pile on Weidman's that guy. Fault. Come on, deadbeat. What have you done?
We need more goals from him.
No, well, but what was the reaction last night on overtime?
Yeah, I think it was fine. I think that there is, for the most part, it was, okay, we got beat by a good team, and they came from behind. And look, I think everybody understands at this point that they have to start being in better positions going into the third period. They have, it's more than 50% of the time now, they've trailed after 40 minutes of play. 12 of 23 games is not the way you want to go about it going into the third period. They've been outscored in the first period, 21-13, in the second period, 27-23, and then there they are, 32-14, in the third period
so why
in their favor.
I know why.
Why do they play the first and second periods?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, and I know why, because I've been that guy, I've done it too. But I'm kind of tired of the third period goal lead being rammed down my throat all the time. When if you're not going to give me the counter to that, which is, sorry, what were the first, what's the first period again?
21-13 for the other teams.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's 48-36 is what the Flames have been outscored by in the first.
And how many
minutes.
Times have the Flames trailed going into the third period?
12 times out of 23.
Okay, well then give me some context. Yep. They've trailed that many times, so they're scrambling all
well,
the time.
Well, and if they don't have this magic that they've got right now, you know, if they're league average in terms of what you do when trailing after 40 minutes of play, they have probably 4 or 5 less points than they do right now too.
So what's Derek? He's got that hashtag he's using all the time.
Find a way.
Thank you. Why doesn't he insert that right at the beginning of the game? Find a way to be in front in the first period. Find a way to get the first goal. Flames, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, am I wrong? You're not going to.
Am I wrong?
It's what we talked about yesterday. The trends have been there. And now the question is, okay, 8-0-1 following losses this year. Can you do that again? And can you bounce back against a very desperate organization tonight
Ooh.
Who needs a win?
Ooh.
Can you bounce back against the Sharks in the second half of a back-to-back? We'll see.
Which do you want to do? Because we got Gordon Norrie, the president of the Calgary Stampeders, coming up in a little bit here. Do you want to do the Sharks or do you want to talk about Setoguchi? Which is
let's talk about Setoguchi. Gucci, we can do the
because,
Sharks afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Because this to me, Pat, this is, and I appreciate that we are beaming into Tabor, and I would appreciate the fact that, you know, Devin Setoguchi likely has family and friends listening to this, and I really would like to speak to them. This is not, to me, about Devin Setoguchi. This move today is more about this organization and this general manager. We talked about this in the summertime. How many people stood up when that signing went out, happened and said, oh, well, that's the right one? No, what was it? It was collective groans and sighs. What are they doing? Who's making these decisions? Brad Treliving came on this radio station twice. Once with Josh and Ryan, is that right?
Yep.
On a Saturday show. And once the next week. And said, look, I met with him, looked him in the eye. He convinced me. Give him an opportunity. The one thing in all of this we've said all along is it ain't going to kill you. What's the worst thing that can happen?
This.
That's it.
Yeah,
this is the worst that can happen. This is it. This is the worst. I wish it worked out for Devin Setoguchi. I really do. I think the story would have been great. I think, you know, it would have been nice, always nice to have local kids and kids from the area. That's great. He's not going to get picked up, is he? This is not a guy that's going to be claimed on waivers.
I don't think it's totally out of the question, but I would be surprised if we're talking tomorrow and Setoguchi's of the new team that's not the Adirondack Flames.
TJ Gagliardi went through waivers yesterday.
And he did not get claimed.
There's somewhat of a similarity there. I asked you, which do you want to talk about, Devin Setoguchi or the Sharks? I'm going to hoodwink you because I'm going to talk about both. What is it about the San Jose Sharks that they find these kids, they come in, they get incredible production out of them, and then they deal them away, never to be heard from again? Jonathan Chichu, Devin Setoguchi,
Steve Bernier. To me, there's a whole host of... Now, I might be cherry-picking only because it's the Sharks. I'm trying to think of other teams, but it's so, to me, abundant in the Sharks' history is that, say what you will about Doug Wilson, but dude knows when to get rid of a player.
Danny Heatley?
Sure.
Yeah, Danny sure. Heatley.
Okay, if we're going to go with a little older player, Ryan Clough. Remember when Ryan Clough got traded? It's like, how could you give up Ryan Clough? He's big. You're in the West. He does all of this. Where's Ryan Clough again? Sorry, what's Ryan Clough doing?
Yeah. He's languishing in...
That he has, as a GM, has this incredible ability to go, the milk's bad.
It's a great ability to have.
Well,
and I think with guys like Chichu and Setoguchi, as an organization, you know that you're getting... Look, Setoguchi's best year came playing on a line with one of the best distributors in the history of the game, in Joe Thornton. And so, you know, that and Jonathan Chichu's 50-goal season came with some of the most unsustainable percentages we've ever seen. So I think as an organization, you kind of... say, all right, we understand what's going on. Chichu, it took him a little while to divest from. Like, his numbers came way down
but they did
end up getting something for him, and they ended up sending him to Ottawa.
Am I cherry-picking a team, or is there another team out there?
I can't think of another team that's had as many examples of that.
Early career success, offensive success, and then right off a cliff. I was going to put T.J. Gagliardi in that group, but that's not fair. His early offensive success came when he had a 40-point season as a rookie
with
Colorado.
Yeah.
Went to San Jose, played well for them at times, and then eventually, you know, now on the outside. Back to Devin Setoguchi, back to the Calgary Flames. I'm not, you know, like you said, this is absolutely the worst thing. He goes on waivers, he clears waivers, he gets a sign. I said all along, and I truly believe this, Brad Treliving deserves the opportunity to make decisions as a general manager. Some are going to work out, some are not going to work out. Did I think this was going to work? No, but I'm not. But this isn't me going, see, I told you so. That's not it at all. You said it before. I heard you say it. You said you got to take these risks. Roman Cervenka, you got to take these risks. Mm-hmm. Josh Juris was a risk. It's a matter of scale, but he was a risk, right? College player. Nobody drafted him. You bring him to a free agent camp. You give him a contract. It's not an NHL contract. It's scale. But he's a risk. You got to take risks. I have no problem with the risk being taken.
Especially, like, even teams like Anaheim and, you know, groups that are a little further up the pecking order bring in players on reclamation projects.
Rennie Bork.
Danny Heatley.
Right.
Lots of teams do that. The Penguins have done it. Plenty of teams have brought in quote-unquote reclamation projects. Sometimes you make them work. Sometimes you don't make them work. Danny Cleary's a perfect example with the Detroit Red Wings. So as an organization, you have to, and you're trying to ascend the ladder, you have to do different things. You have to look in different areas. It's why I never once criticized Jay Feaster for the signing of Roman Cervenka.
Did it work?
No, but it's the type of thing you need to do. And it's why I won't criticize Brad Treliving for the Devin Setoguchi signing. Has it done any type of damage to the organization? No.
Nope.
They tried something. It doesn't work. So you move on from it. And they gave it plenty of time. I would have probably given it less time than the Flames organization did, but give them credit. I mean, they have the ability with injuries to make it last a little bit longer. Look, if they don't suffer the injuries they suffered, Setoguchi's probably on waivers a month ago. But they had the luxury of kind of going a little further.
A real interesting, and I guess you never, you know, that's a really good point you bring up. What if they don't have the injuries? Who's here? Right? And I guess I was going to go the other way. Like, you know, I give them credit. They didn't try and stuff a round peg in a square hole. I was thinking yesterday with David Jones coming back, I thought the play was one of two things. It was one, send Corbin Knight straight back, or two, send Berchi back. I'm happy Sven Berchi's still here because I think he's getting better. I don't think he's where he needs you to be. I'm not sure he's going to be here when everybody's healthy, but I think he's getting better. And quite honestly, that's got more upside for you than anything else. Not anything else, but Devin Setoguchi tried. It didn't work. I'm happy they're keeping, you know, and you say there's a play in place here to bring Corbin Knight back once waivers is cleared, right? Tomorrow.
Well, that's what we're I think it's only a temporary thing because I don't think we're that far off from guys the injured players returning. I think that we're within 2 or 3 weeks at the very latest. Colburn, Stajan, and Raymond have all been skating
here.
Are they
with the team?
I believe they're with the team.
Okay.
So I think that we're talking
now. We are talking a 10-day window, like within that 10 days.
I think Colburn is probably the closest, but I don't think Raymond Raymond and Stajan are that far off. So that's kind of why I think this maybe was expedited too, because you're going to have, and I think it's right now to bring those three guys back in, it's pretty easy. I think your decisions are pretty set. Setoguchi, Knight, and then one of Berchi and Ferland, and all of a sudden you can bring these guys back in. What do I think of him? I think he's been okay for where he has, for where he is in his NHL career, four or five games in.
He's a lot closer than I thought he was going to be. I because, you know, it's that old, and it's a Daryl Sutter line, but, you know, your first year you come in, you learn to be a pro, you get a taste of it. The second year you go up and down, and the third year you go down, you come up, and you stick, that sort of thing. There's, you know, it's not a hard and fast rule of thumb. I think he's a little further ahead. I think he still goes back at some point. But, you know, it comes back to who and what are you.
Well, I think that he stays over Berchi because I think you're more inclined to put Ferland a little further down the depth chart in kind of a more physical role than perhaps, even though Berchi was technically playing on the fourth line. I think Ferland's maybe a little bit of a better fit with Boma and Bolig than a guy like Berchi.
Well, I agree with you. And I was thinking about this last night. How do I feel about this? Because this has been an organization that has said, you know, recent incarnation, that we don't want players playing out of slot, right? That, you know, top six guys should be a top six guy. Berchi's not shouldn't slot in as a bottom six, but he's playing bottom six. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. He's getting ice time. But you're absolutely 100% right. You're far more effective fourth line with a big – and you know what? Quite honestly, considering the size you're carrying right now, I think you got to have the meat. I think you got to have the beef. I think there's something to be said. Maybe not for the entire year. Maybe they rotate. Maybe they're a platoon situation. He plays 10 days. And this is all assuming there's never an injury again.
Which there will be.
Could be tonight. Let's take a break. Very pleased that the president of the Calgary Stampeders, Gordon Norrie, can join us. News today from the Grey Cup, about 4,300 tickets available for the Grey Cup. Disappointing, I would say. Disappointing?
Yeah.
A little bit too much, in, you know, all due respect to too many Grey Cups in Vancouver in the last decade?
Yeah, I mean, great city, great facility, probably right now the best facility. Well, Winnipeg's pretty cool, but
there's a good facility.
Yeah. Really nice new
location
facility.
Is
great
fantastic.
Location, yeah. Great scenics, all that type of stuff.
But Arash was on with us yesterday, and there's no buzz.
And it's not a CFL market. It's just not. It's
what's that?
Vancouver.
In what way?
Well, I mean, it's not big there. I mean, it's something.
Not a dominant market. Not like Regina.
It's not
Regina,
Winnipeg, yeah. Calgary, yeah. Edmonton, Montreal even, where, yeah. You know, Hamilton, where that's a CFL market. Whereas Vancouver, it's there. It's not quite as in the background as it is in Toronto, but you've got the Seahawks, you've got the Canucks, you know, you've got Seattle right there. It's always kind of been there. Crowds in the regular season have always just kind of been okay.
That's true. Yeah.
And so I get it. Do you want to go right to it?
I'd love to.
Sure.
Is that okay, Josh?
Yeah, let's
okay.
Rock and roll.
First of all, before we bring on our next guest, I owe him a personal apology because I messed up last week. We were hoping to have our next guest on a couple of occasions. And to use football vernacular, I fumbled the ball. So I hope Mr. Norrie will accept my apology. And I'm so pleased he will join us today. Gordon Norrie, the president of the Calgary Stampeders, joining us. How are you, sir?
Barely offended, but I'm really good. Thank you very much.
Look. Tell me about this from your perspective as you're watching that game unfold on Sunday. Obviously, this is your business. This is what you do. But it's hard in this hard in your business not to be passionate. What were the final minutes like for you watching your team advance to the Grey Cup?
Well, you know what? You could use a whole lot of adjectives. Certainly an intense amount of pride and satisfaction and you know, just an overwhelming feeling of accomplishment in respect to how hard the team worked to get there. It's interesting from their perspective. Sometimes you know, you might think that you know, they're good, they think they're good, and they automatically advance to this game. But they were so happy to win this game because fresh in their memory was what happened last year, and they just worked their tails off this year to get back into this game, just to prove to the CFL and our fans that, you know, they do have what it takes. So yeah, it worked out in a whole bunch of respects. Very proud of the team in all fronts.
Is that, as this season plays out, Gordon, is that a difficult line, an unusual line to walk from your standpoint? You're selling a team. The team's having a lot of success. But as guys that interview these players, that interview these coaches all year long, they were so single-minded in purpose, not even really seeming enjoying the victories like you might in Labor Day and those types of things. As you say, this all started last Western final. They were so single-minded. Is that a balance to be drawn in your business when you're selling the team, when you're selling the game?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's a good good word to use, single-minded, because they knew where they needed to get at the end of the year, and it was sort of, you heard them talk all the time about, you know, it's one win at a time. Huff would say that to them in the locker room. You know, we know where we need to get to. You know, if we don't win this game, we've got to concentrate on the next one. So, yeah, they were very, very focused and very, very single-minded to get where they needed to be at the end of the season. And, you know, it's interesting what happens along the way, right? They win 15 times, they only lose three, and chalk up a whole bunch of offensive yardage records. And it's an amazing bunch of guys that, you know, enjoyed a very amazing accomplishment to this point. But, you know, the victory we had last week, as sweet as it was, there's a little trophy that went with it, but it's not the one that we want. So there's another one this Sunday that we've got our eyes on.
The president of the Calgary Stampeders, Gordon Norrie, good enough to join us this afternoon here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Gordon, when you kind of surveil your entire organization and you see the football personnel that you have, the player personnel that you have, how easy is it for you to sleep at night knowing just how well under control John Huffnagel and his staff have that?
Yeah. Let me put it this way. When I go to sleep at night, the last thing I'm worrying about is the football side of things. Usually what's on my mind is the capacity at the stadium, you know, the food and beverage capacity at the stadium. We got a great food and beverage team, but as you know, we have limited space to serve it from. It's more the logistics of putting on a game that really worry me. Huff, Dave, Stubler, I mean, they're the best in the business. I don't worry about a thing in that respect.
When you see this team continually bring in the best players and scour the continent and always finding these diamonds in the rough, how come? How come this player personnel group has been so consistently high level?
Well, these are very experienced people. Huff, you know, has been through the NFL and the Arena Football and the CFL. Dave Dickinson, too. Lots of experience. Stubler. I mean, these are guys that have been around a lot of leagues for a lot of years, and they're very, very intelligent men to start with. So, and they know that the CFL is not, you know, it's a lot to do with playing football, obviously, but you've got to manage injuries, you've got to create depth, and that's what these guys have accomplished over the last couple of years. You know, you look back to the last game when you can rest somebody like Maurice Price in a Western final, mm-hmm. and you've got the Marquay McDaniels and now the Eric Rogers to draw from. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, they do just a really good job managing depth, managing injuries, just managing the game in all aspects.
Hey, from a business perspective, how exciting is it? I know you beat them four times, including Sunday's West Final, but to know that maybe there's a real battle of Alberta going forward here and you might be able to have some real good battles with that team.
Yeah, you know, they're a very good team and they're very well coached. And, you know, they had a very good year too. You know, so you can't take anything away from them, but you know, at some point when you get beat three times, and that was just this year, but if you go back to last year and the year before that, you know, we pretty much had our way with them too. So at some point it becomes psychological. They may have been hanging on a little too tight. Our guys, like I said, might be living in their headspace a little too much.
With the president of the Calgary Stampeders, Gordon Norrie, this afternoon as they prepare for the 102nd Grey Cup this Sunday in Vancouver. Everybody knows about your team's preparation when they travel and those types of things. That's well documented. What I don't know, Gordon, is what you and your staff have been up to over the last 2 days and leading up to the Grey Cup. What are the things that you have to do to be ready?
Yeah, that's a really good question, too, because there is a lot that goes on just other than getting the team there and making sure that they're able to play football. As you know, we put on an event, too. Our Grey Cup committee is there. They put on a couple of pancake breakfasts. They've got another event on Friday night coming up where they showcase, you know, Calgary and our Grey Cup opportunity. We also take over the only country and Western bar, actually, in downtown Vancouver, the Bourbon. We put on an event that a lot of our fans are familiar with called Stamps House. It's always one of the most popular draws at the Grey Cup, whether we're in it or not, just because of the Calgary flavor, of the Western flavor. So there's 2 days of that. So we've got, you know, all of our marketing and event and our game day staff that usually put on football games are now going to Vancouver, in this case, to put on, you know, all these other events. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes other than getting the team there to play football.
What about things like families? Is there a responsibility there to ensure tickets, accommodations for those who would be here and even those who might come in from south of the border?
Yeah, we try to look after our families. We've hired another charter that holds 120 seats. we're trying to recoup the cost of that charter cost with a nominal charge for friends and family members, spouses, children, that sort of thing, to get them out and back. So we've been able to accomplish that this year. Especially when you're playing Grey Cup on the road, you like to have your family with you. You like to have as many friends with you, and certainly you like to have as many fans with you. So that's why we hired this charter to accomplish a little bit of that.
Let's talk about fans. My guess is that, you know, you win and everybody says, well, it's not that far away, I'll go. And you would probably be the first people they would call. I'm assuming your office would get the phone calls. What can you tell fans if they want to go, how they can get tickets, how they can be part of this?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I noticed that there was flights added today. I'm not sure which airline added the flights, but you can now get in on Friday, Saturday, and you can get out late Sunday and Monday now. There are hotel rooms still available in and around the Vancouver area, quite a few of them. And I believe last time I checked, you know, there's 3,000 or 4,000 tickets available also for the event. So if you're a Calgary fan and you're looking to get to the Grey Cup, it's not as onerous and as expensive as you might think. There's ample opportunity still as we speak.
You said something a little while ago when we were talking about the fans that got me thinking. As an organization, do you budget yearly for a Grey Cup appearance? Because clearly there are costs that you wouldn't have, and I dare I say have lost the game last week, and I hope you understand where the question comes from. All of a sudden you've got some expenses that maybe you weren't planning for. Or do you plan for those expenses?
Yeah, well, we create a budget that is, there's a component called pre-playoff and then a component called post-playoff. So if we have to get into that, if and when we get into that post-playoff area, yeah, we have a budget built for it. And, there are costs that we have to realize, and it's just part of being a successful football team. But it is budgeted and it is allocated.
Gordon Norrie, president of the Calgary Stampeders, our guest here on The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Gordon, it's been a little while now since you've made the transition to being the president of a sports organization. How comfortable are you feeling now a few years in?
Well, thanks. It's 2 years in. The learning curve was pretty steep. There's some really good people around here. Stan Schwartz, who's been here for over 30 years. I mean, if you ever want to get under someone's wing and learn about the football world, I mean, that's the best there possibly is. You know, and it helps when things are going so well on the football side and you've got no worries in that respect. So you're able to just concentrate on looking after the fans is my priority. I mean, I think they're the best fans in the league. If you're at the game, you know, last week with 27,000 people showed up, it was louder than any other game in the building where we had 35,000. So, you know, they know what to do and they know how to do it. In terms of looking after the fans, it wasn't too different from my old career. You know, it's just making sure that they have what they need in terms of food and beverage access, pay back for their investment.
Got to be honest with you, like when watching games at McMahon this year, presentation-wise, the best that it's been. I mean, that new video screen and the sync with the video boards on the side and all the video presentations, it's been really cool to watch from a fan perspective. And I'm curious as to how happy you are with your game presentation this year.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because it has been a big part of what we wanted to do for the fans. And if anyone ever wonders, the Stampeders are now part of that Flames organization. Should we be fearful of something? I mean, to the contrary, it was through the generosity of the ownership group of the entire corporation that made things like the video board, the concourse expansions, the additional food and beverage, that was all came out of the generosity of that group of people. And I'm tickled in terms of how it turned out. We have one of the best video boards in the country, or in the league. In terms of its functionality, we've got a great team that runs it. The concourse expansion, took away a lot of the concern that fans had about washroom access and quality food and beverage access. So, yeah, to use the word tickled pink would just sort of scratch the surface in terms of how I felt about that.
And final thought for you. You talk about adjusting and kind of learning and getting up to speed. How quickly did you kind of catch on to just how loyal a group of fans that this Stampeders team has?
You know what? It continues to amaze me every single day how loyal these people are. You know, we encourage their feedback at every opportunity, and they are so engaged when it comes to using that opportunity through whether it's via through our text hotline or through our social media devices. I mean, an amazing bunch of people, and I say this to them all the time. You know, we can do a lot of things in this stadium, but without those fans, nothing happens on the field, including football.
Oh, with Gordon Norrie, the president of the Calgary Stampeders, just a couple more for me, sir, and they have to do more with the fact that, you know, the Grey Cup is a CFL event. Are there meetings planned? Does the league get together, use this opportunity to get together for Board of Governors or anything?
Yeah, absolutely. I fly in tomorrow because there's obviously the CFL awards that I want to be part of. Mm-hmm. We got three players up for that. And then we take Friday. Friday is pretty much a full day because all the presidents, alternate governors, lead governors are in town. So Friday's a full day for Board of Governor meeting where we, you know, do some housekeeping associated with the league.
Different, or I guess it'll be different. Are you expecting anything dramatic out of the State of the Union address from Mark Cohan? Because this will be the last time he will address the CFL fan base, the media, as the commissioner.
Yeah, no, I don't think there'll be anything earth-shattering at this point. I think it'll just be a wind-down for him, you know. And if I can just speak about him in that
Please.
Respect for a minute. I mean, he's going to leave some pretty big shoes to fill. I mean, Mark left a legacy associated with increased attendance, you know, a new TV deal that was nothing short of a boon for, you know, for the football teams, you know, getting through a very, very difficult CBA discussion. You know, he put a real face on the CFL. He's a sales marketing guy in the league. You know, to have somebody like that at that time, you know, he did yeoman service in a lot of areas, but specifically in putting a face on the league and moving everything forward. He'll be missed.
With respect to the process, and I understand there is a process, very quiet on his replacement. From behind the scenes, things are moving ahead. Or is there any concern that there won't be an adequate replacement here when the time is necessary?
No, no concerns at all. I mean, it is a bit of a process. There is a committee that's been struck that includes the Calgary Stampeders lead governor, mm-hmm. Mr. Ken King, part of that search committee. So first, you know, as a group, we wanted to establish what sort of person that we want to fill Mark's shoes in terms of skill set, and then now we're just moving forward and identifying candidates coming to us that might want to look at that opportunity. So we're being very careful. We've got good leadership under him. And the president of the league, young Mike Copeland, and the other individuals that run the specific department. So we're in no rush. We're just being very, very careful to find the right body.
My final question is for you, sir, and it kind of dovetails off of what Pat was talking about. At 4:38 Calgary time when that ball is finally kicked off, do you sit down as a fan and enjoy the game, or the responsibilities as president of the Calgary Stampeders keep you from doing that?
That's such a good question. I'm really hoping for A, but you never know. We've got a lot of fans there. I want to make sure they're good. We have our ownership group there, so I want to make sure that, you know, their experience is comfortable and that they're locked and loaded first, and then hopefully I can sit back and enjoy some of the game too, because it's really my desire is to watch this team play and win the Grey Cup.
Well, we, of course, are like everybody else, pulling for you and your team. I do appreciate this, Gordon, and again, I think we all know the players, their role in all of this. Interesting to hear your perspective on your staff and how excited they are and how much this means to them, because it's more than just the guys on the field to make an organization run, and this has been a very successful organization this year. You deserve a lot of credit.
You're right, and I'm in debt for you giving me this opportunity to showcase them. Thank you very much.
Talk soon. Now, how about after, when at a parade or something?
Yeah, I want to make sure that there's people here to greet our team when they get off the buses on Monday, you know, win or lose, hopefully
sure.
Win. And then the city of Calgary is putting on a bit of a private function for us on Tuesday if we win. So, yeah, there'll be the appropriate welcome for our team back in both respects.
There you go. Thanks for doing this, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Gordon Norrie, president of the Calgary Stampeders, good enough to join us. And you and I have the opportunity, the luxury of, if you will, turning back the curtain. We know the people behind the scenes, and there's a lot of really good people. I'm glad you brought up the entertainment, because we praise the Jumbotron crew at the Dome mm-hmm. a lot, and they deserve a lot of credit for what's going on there. And Stan Schwartz. I am proud to call that man my friend, Stan Schwartz. He is truly a Calgary icon, and the fact that he's still involved with his football team all of these years and his influence is still being felt is no surprise to me, so I'm very excited about that. It's cool. I mean, it's cool. We can talk to the players, and the players are excited, but there's a whole lot of people behind the scenes that are jacked up, too.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time, and good on the Calgary Stampeders for getting back there, and it seems like organizationally it was a sole focus from start to finish, not just football-wise, but everybody was focused on this coming Sunday in Vancouver, and it's kind of been an organizational goal to be there. They're there, and now just one more step to accomplish, but that's the biggest step to take. It's kind of like right before you summit at Everest. Like, you got a little ways to go before you get there. There's still some due diligence you got to do, and that's a football game come Sunday afternoon at BC Place.
Gordon Norrie, president of the Calgary Stampeders, joining us on the Loop City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline, brought to you by Loop City Express Oil Change, featuring Mobile One, warranty proved, a change for the better.
Just want to make one correction.
Please.
On the Flames. Said that the injured guys were skating with the team on the road. They're skating here. So I just wanted to make that correction.
They want to skate on the road.
They would love to be on the
road. That, I thought, was what you said,
but
that they wanted to be there.
No, we're all about accuracy here. So I just wanted to make sure that we made that correction.
Well, more often than not, we try. Today, by the way, Gordon, the first of three presidents on the program. The only president that I'm aware of that is not on the program today is Obama.
Outside, so who else do we have?
Brian Burke, president of hockey operations.
Okay.
And then, 5 o'clock, one full hour with the brand spanking, he's still got that new car smell, president and CEO of Hockey Canada, Tom Rennie. And I'm telling you, if you want him to say something, if you want an opinion, if you want some vision, you might want to listen. Because dude doesn't hold back. Very excited about that. Is there any other presidents we're missing? Oh, there's Ken King, but are we missing Ken, really? Come on.
That's why I didn't mention
hey,
him.
Are we missing Ken? Of course we're missing him. Which means, of course, he'll roll in here.
Is Vladimir Putin the president of Russia?
I believe he is.
Well, because he was the prime minister. He was either the prime minister
that's
first,
right.
Then the president, or the president and the prime minister.
He just changed the term.
So I don't
right?
know what yeah. Vladimir Putin is right now, other than terrifying.
And that and Kelly Kirsch. I believe Kirsch is a president, isn't he?
Not, is he the program director of Canada yet?
No, he's the president of the Dean Moberg fan club.
No, that's me.
No.
You can.
You're the president of Monkey Boys fan club.
No, I'm just the president of Monkey Boy.
we are live.
That's what he calls me.
We are live at Shanks, Crowfoot outside. Terrace in Northwest. The host of Overtime's favorite game of the year.
Well, the 8:30 game?
The 8:30 start.
Well, as long as it's not the 8:30 start that was had in December of 2009. Was it December 2009? The 9-1 loss? Was it December 2009?
No, January.
January 2010. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The one because 3 weeks later, old Dion got a new address.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's
Yeah.
Because that was also an 8:30 game.
Yes,
that
it was.
That overtime program went a little bit longer.
Did it go a little long?
I think that might be the record for my program. Like, we didn't do the 5 in the morning stuff like you did during the 4
That's just showing
run.
Off.
Well,
right
then,
there, that's just showing off.
We could have, but I cut it off at 4.
The little known fact on that, the 5:30 show, I just had two guys calling in all the time. Same guys.
Same two guys.
Just had them call, change your name.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's Steve.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ron.
So you understand.
My name is Ron.
It's a Family Guy joke.
I love the fact that echoes through Shanks right now. Take a break when we come back. Things not so rosy in the Shark Tank these days. We'll talk about them when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
NHL, CFL, NFL, MLB, NLL, WHL, and lots more letters. We cover them all. Sportsnet 960, The FAN.
At Jack Carter's, you can get a 2015 GMC Crew Cab 4x4 for $400 per month. Zero down. You pick the term. 3, 4, or 5 year lease.
Hey, yo, what's up with Jared? He seems a little calm. I think he started doing yoga.
Hey, Jared, pick up the tempo.
Jack Carter's, Canada's biggest crew cab dealer. $400 per month. Zero down. Plus, I'll even make your first payment. Namaste, Trigger. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Home of the $400 crew cab.
Skates? Check. Extra pair of gloves? Check.
Dad, here, take this.
Big Chief Beef Jerky. Thanks, sweetheart.
Hockey heroes come in many different forms. Big Chief Meat Snacks are here. Whether you need the energy to play or to cheer from the sidelines.
Go, Dad, go! That's my dad.
Beef jerky, beef sticks, or new beef and cheese. You'll enjoy these delicious, high-protein, 100% beef snacks. Big Chief, proudly Canadian. Visit BigChiefMeatSnacks.com.
Fight me!
Order your Heart and Stroke Daily Cash Lottery tickets before December 4th for a chance to win the Early Bird Prize worth $200,000 in cash. You could win the $1 million grand prize. And with terrific 1 in 10 odds in the Daily Cash Lottery, there's $10,000 to be won daily. Plus, your ticket purchase helps create more survivors in Alberta. But hurry, there's only a limited number left. Get your tickets today. Call 1-855-515-5055 or visit heartandstroke.ab.ca/lottery. Lottery license number 379601.
Wednesday, December 3rd is the day. Scotiabank Saddledome is the place. The event? Alberta Hockey Foundation's Every Kid, Every Community Speaker Series, sponsored by Veda Capital. Brad Treliving, General Manager of the Calgary Flames, is the keynote speaker for this lunch event, and you can also catch the Flames practice. Proceeds go to Every Kid, Every Community and Hockey Calgary's Flames Even Strength Program. For tickets or sponsorship information, visit hockeyalberta.ca/foundation.
Last year, Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Calgary Flames, gave you a chance to have an exclusive look at where some of your favorite players hang their helmets. This season, they're bringing it back, bigger and better than ever. Check out the new Homes by Abbey Flames Home Tour at homesbyabbey.com/flames. How do they set up their favorite rooms? What color scheme did they go with? You could be inspired for your own home. While you're there, make sure to enter for your chance to win Flames tickets. Details now at homesbyabbey.com/flames.
And now, the Wireless Wave Caroler.
Oh, come all ye phone-obsessed texters and mobile gamers. Oh, come ye to my social feed.
There's plenty to sing about this Black Friday at Wireless Wave. Get unbiased advice for your next device. Plus, save up to 75% off phones and accessories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer and more at your nearest Wireless Wave store.
After more than a century of automotive engineering, years of technical development, months of tuning and calibration, and endless hours on the track, all it takes to own the critically acclaimed 2015 Cadillac ATS is a few seconds of your time. Sign your name on the dotted line at Cadillac's Sign and Drive event and lease a 2015 ATS starting at $186 bi-weekly with zero down for 36 months. Offer ends December 1st. Learn more at albertacadillac.com.
Could it be the best Jetta ever and the most rewarding? We think so. Hi, Jim here from South Centre Volkswagen, South Calgary's VW dealer. The 2015 Jetta has arrived. An IIHS top safety pick. Check it out online. And it comes standard with Bluetooth and rear view camera for as little as $199 per month with zero down. See South Centre Volkswagen for details. South Centre Volkswagen, off Deerfoot Trail South at 24th Street Southeast, or online at southcentrevw.com.
I have to be honest when I say this. The fear that you have of the dentist today will be gone with your first visit to Arbor Lake. Gone. I no longer worry about having to call the dentist. Now I can call the dentist. I can book my appointments. I can sleep all night the night before my dental appointment. I'd recommend it to everybody.
Arbor Lake Dental Care is a general practice with Dr. Michael Ledich and Drs. Chris Dawn and Ian Miller. Call 547-2938 or visit arborlakedental.com.
Individual results may vary.
Shanks North and Shanks South are celebrating American Thanksgiving this Thursday. Shanks knows how to do it right because they're serving up Cajun turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie for $13.95. What would American Thanksgiving be without football? Three great NFL games are lined up starting at 10:30 a.m. Don't miss American Thanksgiving this Thursday at Shanks North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace Northwest, and Shanks South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
I don't want to get anybody sick, so I thought I should work from home today.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you get out of work for Future Shop's Black Friday sale, November 28th to the 30th.
This Friday is Black Friday at Future Shop. Our stores open early for fantastic deals on TVs, laptops, tablets, appliances, smartphones, and much more. Visit in-store or go to futureshop.ca for details.
And now, the Wireless Wave Caroler.
May old devices be forgot and a new one to call mine. May old devices be forgot and my new one so divine.
There's plenty to sing about this Black Friday at Wireless Wave. Get unbiased advice for your next device. Plus, save up to 75% off phones and accessories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer and more at your nearest Wireless Wave store.
Presenting the beginning of
Marshall!
Only your Ford store offers the works. An inspection of up to 83 points, including oil change and required tire rotation for $79.99.
Presenting the middle of the commercial!
It also includes a vehicle report card that provides you with a detailed list of maintenance you'll require in the future.
Presenting the punchline of the commercial!
So you'll always know what's coming next. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. See participating store for conditions and details.
It takes a community to raise a great family. It takes a great builder to help raise a community. Shane Homes is committed to building the finest crafted homes throughout Calgary and Airdrie and giving back to the communities in which they live, build, work, and raise their families. Charitable endeavors are a cornerstone of their business, and they believe in giving back by supporting organizations that help change people's lives for the better. Good people come from strong communities shaped by great builders. Visit ShaneHolmes.com.
Right now at Kudo, you can get a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift, which means it's time to update my wish list. Nexus 5? Check. $50 bonus gift? Check. That just leaves the soap on the rope and some new light bulbs for my tanning bed. Industrial strength. Hurry in for a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift.
Offer ends December 31st. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
Kudo.
When it comes to Chariot Express, I guess you could say we're a specialized trucking company. Whether it's as simple as delivering a skid of construction materials to a safety-compliant work site or lifting 2-ton concrete barriers on or off Stony Trail, we've got you covered. With everything from 35-ton crane trucks to a safety-trained team of light-duty delivery trucks and everything in between, there's nothing Chariot Express can't do. Chariot Express, moving at the speed of Calgary. Visit ChariotExpress.com.
You have 4 days to take advantage of GMC's Black Friday sale. Get an extra $1,000 bonus on select 2014 and 2015 GMC models and up to $9,000 in combined credits on 2014 Sierra 1500 double cabs. The GMC Black Friday sale starts Friday, November 28th and ends Monday, December 1st. Act fast. This sale only lasts 4 days. See your GMC dealer or AlbertaGMC.com for details.
Proud home for the Flames and Hitmen. Calgary's hockey station. Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
I love that Anaheim with big, skilled forwards. So the most important thing is body position and sticks. You have to stay sort of between them and our net. But at the same time, we want to play them the same way where we try and play in their zone. I think that's where we can take advantage and hopefully get our scoring chances. In fact, we did a good job of that yesterday in the third, but we almost have to start games with that mentality of, you know, taking some risks and trying to create.
Kerr Steinberg, The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Welcome back, Rob Kerr, Pat Steinberg, Shanks, Croquet Terrace in the Northwest. Where are we going to be tomorrow, Pat?
We're going to be at Shanks. But not this week.
But not this week.
We're going to be at Shanks on McLeod Trail South for American Thanksgiving. Pretty excited for it.
Chris
is going to set us up with turkey. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We got three football games. And, hey, this is the best day to just skip work. Like, if you're a football fan, get sick tomorrow.
This is sick.
Come to Shanks.
This is sick day.
We've got three football games throughout the afternoon starting at 10:30. We've got the night game for you on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. But, yeah, you got your three football games. You've got the Cajun turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, all the fixings tomorrow.
Right.
And Shanks is opening up early, so come on down. We'll be on the air at noon all the way till 6 o'clock celebrating American Thanksgiving at Shanks on McLeod Trail South tomorrow. And they're doing it at both locations. And what a perfect way to come and skip work. You got three games, Chicago-Detroit at 10:30, Philadelphia-Dallas goes at 2:30, and then we've got the late game for you, 6:30 kickoff in San Fran, a big game between the 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks.
Calgary and the San Jose Sharks tonight. The Sharks, a team that's struggling right now, at least the public opinion is they are, and the coach, Todd McClellan, is is in the spotlight. A lot of people, Elliot Friedman wrote it in 30 Thoughts, that there's some speculation that Todd McClellan is on the hot seat. Pat, should he be on the hot seat? Sorry, Pat, we've run out of time. We'll take a break. When we come back, we got a lot to do in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll actually get Pat. You know what? We're going to give Pat some time to think about that. We're going to hear from Brian Burke as well. Brian Burke did speak today about his good friend and mentor, Pat Quinn. We'll take a break and come back with more at Shanks. Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest, game day here in Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Ignition.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Luvardius.
The Flames are in San Jose tonight. It's a late start with our pregame going at 7:30 tonight. Play-by-play of Flames and Sharks goes at 8:30 p.m.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Okotoks Ford and Safeway Score and Win.
Nissan, the fastest growing automotive brand in Canada, presents the Gift to You sales event. Now including a limited time $1,000 gift.
Ooh, look, honey, the new Nissan Rogue.
I don't know. Good thing I have my calculator here. Zero down from 140 semi-monthly, 2.99% APR for 60 months. Wow!
What?
Look, it's like paying $65 a week.
$65 a week? But check it again.
Yeah, $65!
$65? But check your batteries.
Hurry, event ends December 1st. See your retailer or choose Nissan.ca.
Welcome to Auto Value's Car Chat. Today we're asking, is your vehicle winter ready? Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So you've topped up the antifreeze?
Nope.
Changed the filter and went with a lightweight oil?
Nope.
I gotta ask, what did you do to prepare?
I bought a seat warmer. Warm tush equals happy tush.
Oh, brother. For those of you with a solid game plan for winter, Auto Value Auto Parts is the place to get everything you need to get your vehicle ready for the big chill.
Stay classy and warm, Alberta.
It's that time of year when dining out and getting together with family and close friends takes on extra special meaning. This Christmas, when thinking about where to share these special moments, think of the Cattle Baron Steakhouse for your AAA stamp of approval. Book your Christmas party early at one of our two award-winning locations in the Northeast off 32nd Avenue and Barlow Trail, or our newly renovated Southeast location on Sun Valley Boulevard. And when you do, don't forget, tell them Santa sent you.
At Jack Carter's, you can get a 2015 GMC Crew Cab 4x4 for $400 per month. Zero down. You pick the term. 3, 4, or 5 year lease.
Hey, yo, what's up with Jared? He seems a little calm. I think he started doing yoga.
Hey, Jared, pick up the tempo.
Jack Carter's, Canada's biggest crew cab dealer. $400 per month. Zero down. Plus, I'll even make your first payment. Namaste, Trigger. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Home of the $400 crew cab.
Snow tires?
Check.
Hockey tickets?
Check.
Fireplace service? It's time to add that last check. Now that hockey season is underway, it's the perfect time to start thinking about the next season, winter. Get ready now with the help of Mr. Fireplace. They can service your heat and glow gas fireplace so that it's in tip-top shape for those long, cold months. Make this season the coziest of all with Mr. Fireplace and Heat and Glow. Mr. Fireplace, locally owned and operated, doing it right for 47 years. Like them on Facebook or visit MrFireplace.com.
Here at Rocky Mountain Equipment, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case construction equipment. Only CNH original parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case construction equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. For a full line of Case construction equipment and CNH original parts, visit our Calgary dealership today. Rocky Mountain Equipment. Dependable is what we do.
There are some families who don't belong together. Montagues and Capulets, Hatfields and McCoys. But there are two families on City who are definitely a marriage made in comedy heaven.
Are you joking?
The Dunphys from Modern Family and the Johnsons from the fresh new comedy Black-ish.
Mr. J?
What's up, Zach?
What's up, Andy?
Andy? That's not even close to Andre.
I think it says I'm edgy but approachable.
I think it says I hate my father.
Black-ish, 10:30 Wednesday, right after Modern Family on City.
在 Metro Ford， 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Ford，
Metro Ford， 这特阿西多迪波利波德哈。
We speak your language. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Metro today and swap your ride. Qualified customers receive up to $1,500 loyalty and conquest customer cash towards select new Ford vehicles. See paper for details. It's car buying simplified at Metro Ford. We speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or MetroFord.ca.
Hey Calgary, you want to know why we keep calling it Sunday? Because the Calgary Sun still gets delivered on Sunday. While the other guys don't publish every day, at the Calgary Sun, we don't stop the presses. As Calgary's only daily newspaper, we keep delivering all the news, sports, and entertainment 7 days a week. Right now, get the Sunday Sun for 40 Sundays for only $20. Head to CalgarySun.com/Sunday40. That's CalgarySun.com/Sunday40 and order today. The Calgary Sun, everywhere, every day.
These Black Friday deals at Rexall are incredible.
I know, like Russell Stover's huge 624-gram chocolate box is just $9.99, or a 7-inch Android tablet for just $49.99, while quantities last.
Plus, this Friday through Sunday, get 50 bonus air miles when you spend $50 or more on almost anything in the store.